An exposition of Matthew 24, chapter 18. Noah's time and ours. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. A picture of the present condition of the mass of mankind is here drawn. The people of the last generation will be like that before the flood, while the ark was preparing. This shows that we cannot innocently be ignorant on the subject of the Lord's soon coming. It will be a terrible calamity in that day to those who do not know, even as it was to the world in the days of Noah, because they did not know of the approaching time of the flood. If they had had no means of knowing, they would, of course, have been innocent and have escaped destruction. But they might have known, for Noah warned them by his preaching, and yet more forcibly in building the ark. In this he condemned the world. He proved his faith by his works. They proved their unbelief, and were justly condemned. They turned away from his warnings, and forgot his words. And so the flood came when they did not expect it, they did not know, and took them all away. So will it be when the Son of Man is revealed. Noah preached and warned the people of the coming flood, and they mocked. He built the ark, and they scoffed. He was a preacher of righteousness. His works were calculated to give point to, and set home to the heart, what he preached. Every righteous sermon, and every blow struck in building the ark, condemned the careless, scoffing world. As the time grew nearer, they grew more careless, more hardened, more bold and impudent, and their condemnation sure. Noah and his family were alone. And could one family know more than all the world? The ark was a matter of ridicule, and Noah was regarded as a willful bigot. But the Lord calls Noah into the ark, and says to him, "Yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth." And by the hand of providence the beasts are led into the ark, and the Lord shuts Noah in. This is regarded at first by the scoffing multitude as something wonderful. But it is soon explained away by the wiser ones, so as to calm their fears, and they breathe easier. But the day arrives. The sun rises as usual, and the heavens are clear. Now where is old Noah's flood? This is heard from 1,000 impious lips. On this very day some are being joined in marriage. It is a day of unusual feasting and sports. The farmer is planting and sowing, and the mechanic is heard pursuing his work of building. And while all are looking over long years of future prosperity and happiness, suddenly the heavens gather blackness. Fear fills every heart. They think of Noah, and as they turn to look toward the ark, the windows of heaven open, and the rain descends in torrents. The fountains of the great deep are broken up, and here and there come gushing up rivers of water. The valleys are fast filling, and thousands are swept away in death. Some flee to the highest point of land, but the waters fast follow them. Men bear their wives and children to the mountains, but are obliged to leave them there to drown, while they climb the highest trees. But soon they too are covered with water. Not a scoffer remains. All are still in death. Horrible death, made still more horrible by being the consequence of slighted mercy. But where is Noah? Ah, safe in the ark, borne upon the billows. Safe from the flood, safe for God. Shut him in.